from KQED.
UC Berkeley will decide this week whether to move ahead with genetic testing for incoming students. The program was meant to get students to think about the future of medicine, but instead has raised concerns over privacy. Sarah Varney reports.
It's believed to be the largest genetic testing project at a U.S. university. Some 5,500 incoming first-year and transfer students received DNA sample kits earlier this summer. Students were asked to sign a consent form and mail in a sample of their saliva. Berkeley intended to test the students' DNA for three genes involved in metabolizing lactose, alcohol, and folic acid as a way to get students talking about the medical and ethical questions surrounding genetic testing. Robert Sanders is a UC Berkeley spokesperson.
We wanted to spark the interest of these students because whether they like it or not, their genetic information is going to be used in medical treatment in their future. And that future is only a few years away.
But Hank Greeley, director of Stanford University's Center for Law and the Biosciences, says Berkeley's plan to give students individual test results was ill-conceived. Greeley says even though the genes being tested aren't related to any serious diseases, like Alzheimer's or breast cancer, students could easily misinterpret the results.
So I would worry that, for example, one of the students getting a gene test telling him he has the, quote, normal, close quote, variation for alcohol would decide that meant he could drink a lot, or that a student who received information that she had the normal variation for metabolizing folic acid might later think that she didn't need folic acid supplements during pregnancy.
Supporters of UC Berkeley's testing efforts say those questions would be debated on campus during several scheduled lectures. It may be, though, that students won't ever find out their individual test results. State health officials are expected to rule this week on whether Berkeley's experiment amounts to medical testing. If so, the school would have to send the student DNA samples to federally licensed labs, an expense UC Berkeley says it can't afford. Berkeley spokesman Sanders says the school would likely end up testing the samples itself and releasing only aggregated test results. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.